The girls of Runaway June have a smash on their hand with that one. It's called I Can Buy My Own Drinks. Thank you very much. Get out of my face.
That's right. But if you want to buy me one, that's okay, too.
They are joining. Their album comes out today. Runaway June joined us a couple years ago for KSON Country Fest. Mm-hmm. They are releasing a new album today. It's their first album, despite the fact they've been working nonstop for the past 4 years. They're going to tell us all about that with John and Tammy on 103.7 KSON. Naomi, Hannah, and Jennifer, Runaway June, it's great to talk to you all. First of all, let's just congratulate you on what today is all about. Blue Roses is out. Is it safe to say it's finally out? I know you've been working very hard on this.
It's finally out.
Yes. No, it's been like four or 5 years in the making that we've been writing for this album and 2 years of recording. So you can definitely say it's finally out.
Can I ask a stupid question?
Sure.
I like that he asked permission first. That's awesome.
Well, I mean, this might be a very elementary question to ask somebody who's a musician, but why does it take that long?
Well, there was a few different components, but our label got bought by another company,
and we
switched producers, and we went on the road for almost right after we signed our record deal. We just started touring immediately, so we weren't in Nashville a lot to record. And, you know, we just were writing so many songs, it was hard to choose and put something together really quickly. So looking back now, we're like, wow, I'm so glad we didn't put it out when we wanted to, because we didn't have these songs that we have now. So it's like, you know, it all worked out for the better, for sure. I mean, we definitely have better songs that represent us and represent what we've been doing and our live show and tell our story a lot better.
We are talking to Runaway June, Naomi, Hannah, and Jennifer, working very hard on the release of their first full-length album, Blue Roses, out today. And, of course, supporting the Carrie Underwood Cry Pretty tour, which has got to be just the thrill of a lifetime. That's coming to San Diego, by the way, Pechanga Arena, September 10th.
Yeah, we're looking forward to seeing you girls here for that. I want to ask you a question, Hannah, specifically, about you and rehabbing your Airstream trailer. How is that going?
You know, it's a lot of work. My husband right now is actually in California where it's parked, and he's working on it. So right now he's, I'm sure he would say it's not going great, because he's like doing drilling and ripping all the panels off, taking out old insulation. So we're definitely still plugging along on it pretty full force, but it's a lot of work. It's an old trailer with all kinds of hidden stuff that we have no idea how to fix, and we have to look up a lot of YouTube videos.
Oh, exactly. What made you guys decide to take on that project, by the way?
Literally, ever since I was a kid, it's been my dream to have an Airstream. I don't know why. It's just I've always, always, always wanted one. And there have been probably 5 or 6 times that I was like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to pull the trigger, go on Craigslist, find one, and then I would chicken out. So finally, just like 2 years ago, I found one, and I was like, you know what? We're going to go for it, and we're just going to commit to doing this thing. But we're a little in over our head.
So let's talk music for a second. Runaway June is joining us right now. Naomi, Hannah, and Jennifer, Blue Roses is out today wherever you buy music. And, of course, the big smash, Buy My Own Drinks. A lot of people, a lot of dudes, Chick Anthem or Girl Tour. Do you shy away from that? Do you consider Buy My Own Drinks a quote-unquote guy-titled chick anthem? Or is it just a message to dudes like, hey, we're fine, thanks a lot?
It's just a message to, like, everyone. You know, it's definitely not gender specific. It's like, remember to love yourself first. Like, it's all right there. It's like, you don't need anyone or anything. Just go out, get yourself a drink, have a dance. You know, it's just, you know, everyone should feel empowered by that. Just remembering that it's you that makes you happy. That's what the song is about. So it's like, you know, if it empowers men, women, dogs, whatever.
Okay, so I'm just trying to help single guys everywhere because we're not that bright. Is it okay to offer to buy somebody a drink in today's day and age?
Absolutely. We definitely want drinks.
That's okay. Right. All right. Okay.
Exactly.
We always joke. We're like, we don't want to buy our own drinks. We just can.
Exactly. That's the point. See, that's it. So you don't get too nervous about it there, John. It's just,
listen,
the best of both worlds.
I'm
there
just
you
trying
go.
To keep up with the rules and the trends.
Well,
that's
we
all.
Just don't. What girls don't want, what women don't want is, no, I'll get that for you, honey. That's what we don't
honey?
Want.
Honey?
Yeah.
Well, now that I know.
We've had more guys come up to us and be like, we know that you can buy your own drink, but can we buy you one? It's like giving guys a pickup line to
there
go,
you go
on. It's like,
all right.
Perfect.
All right. Runaway June's going to be in San Diego September 10th as part of the Carrie Underwood Cry Pretty Tour. Can't wait to see you again. Congratulations. We've had you here for a country fest. Man, it was a couple of years ago.
Yeah, it was a couple of years.
We're
so
stoked that this is happening for you. You're all great, great people, and we really love the song. So congratulations.
Thank
Enjoy
thank
today.
You so much. Thank you thank so you. Much. We will. It's good to talk to you guys.
Bye, ladies.
Bye.